That's a great question, because when I've met it, what you find out is, just like in this country, in most countries around the world, there's this sort of this state presentation of information, often appropriately called propaganda. And then there's the human experience. And when I go to Turkey, here's an example from about 10 years ago. One of the things that Middle Easterners are, when you get to know them, they're very curious about what you do. They always know everything about each other. So one of my restaurant proprietor one time said, "What'd you do yesterday?" I said, "Yeah, I went to church." "You went to church? What'd you do in church?" "Oh, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that." "Well, what do you mean? What did you do in church? Do you pray?" I said, yeah, we prayed in church and we sing some songs." "You prayed to God?" "Yeah." "That's great." And now we went on to the rest of the conversation. You know, so this is what we had in common. Or in other cases, more recently, clearly people in Turkey are very concerned about what the United States is doing in the country next door to them, in Iraq. They are very concerned about that. Just like many, many people here in the United States are very concerned about that. So the political, sometimes I could get accused of, you know, politically what our country is doing. But I also have people who really want to engage in discussions about religion. I've had people try and convert me. And sort of, I ultimately say, "I tell you what, you be the best Muslim you can be, I'll be the best Christian I can be, and I bet we get along." When you interact at this human and personal level, it becomes sort of something not to be afraid of. And if an American goes to Turkey, to the Middle East, you find out that the emphasis on community, on neighborhood, the respect to elders, the shamefulness that would be associated with sticking the infirm elderly in old folks' homes, just puts us to shame. In other words, there's this high, high premium placed on taking care of your family and your family members. And this is part of Islam. Islam is used to support this, but it's not just Middle Eastern Muslims, it's Middle Eastern Christians and Jews, you know, people from the Middle East. This culture puts a high premium on taking care of each other.
هذا الزمان يبني